And like going back to my tradition, where from very small kids, we went to St. Paul's Anglican for Christmas Eve service, and then we moved to NDG in 1977, and then it became Trinity Memorial, and thereafter we were on choir. So the carol for me is Hark the Herald Angels Sing. And up to not too long ago, even in the sitting in the congregation, because I haven't been on choir in so many years, trying to sing the descant, right? And that was the big thing for us, especially as the older we get. My voice changed like a boy's as a teenager, right? So I used to be able to do the sing choirs of angels in a high register. And then that all stopped. But even we still try to do that. And that's when, you know, we'd feel Christmassy. Then we'd leave. And as children, we were allowed to open only one gift. And then we'd have to wait till morning. So Hark the Herald is my favorite carol. But now of these new tunes, and also this is a new acquired cultural tradition, that of Parang. Barons crown him. Barons crown. Just the trumpets, the way it swings. It has it has movement. It, you know, you bop your head. It gets into you. I feel it. So with that, I guess we're going to continue. It's 5:01, and we are going to do.
Yeah, hold on. Before you do that,
I do some ads. Yes.
Yeah, before you do some ads, I just want to close off. You're not gonna find your connection and stuff. Since Boom Boom Time is falling on a Christmas day, right? What we're gonna do? Uh-huh. Is and I suggest that to you though. This guy here. I just want to touch a little on him, right? Let me see if I get this right. No, that's not it.
I was gonna say something, but I will get into trouble. I'm going to shut my mouth.
No.
I would
that's not it.
WhatsApp, text me and tell me what you feel I was going to say.
What I'm doing. I got too much thing playing. Yeah, that's what I That's what I wanted to get.
Okay.
Yeah, this man love man Kent, right? You see, Christmas is forgiven. So on the 25th, what we're going to do is love man Kent and friends. So what we're going to make it like, you know, our Montreal-based singers.
Entertainers.
But whatever Christmas songs you guys have, we're going to be playing it on Christmas Day. We're gonna do that. That, you know, Love Man Kent. I'm going to call it Love Man Kent and Friends, right?
Right. So I had to sing too?
Yeah, if you have a Christmas off, yeah. I could get Wendy Davidson to sing too, you know?
Oh, God.
It's Christmas, you know, stretch.
Stretch, I want you to record something on your iPhone. Singing something and set it so I could play.
Pete Douglas,
Saga
Boy.
Just send us something.
And we're going to do that whole 2 hours.
Of people music.
Yes.
All right.
For our Montreal bass singers, carry on voices, all you guys, you know, we live in modern times now. You know, you could sing us something and just send it to us. All right? So you guys have 2 weeks, actually,
to get it together.
But, you know, since we're going to do the ads and stuff, we're going to just, you know, play a little Love Man Kent. All right? Enjoy. Santa Claus is here, and it's party everywhere. Let's go! Groovy Pirate!
Lady Rita and Friends proudly presents the 11th annual New Year's Eve Affair, Saturday, December 31st at the Jamaica Association, Noel Alexander Banquet Hall. Music by DJ Tony, Fire T, DJ Thomas, and Surprise DJ. Dress to impress. Prize for the best dressed couple. Champagne and finger food. Balloon drop at midnight. Advance tickets only $30. More at the door. Ticket locations, Annecy Hair Salon, Frontline Restaurant, and the Jamaica Association. 4065 Jean Talon West. Info 514-913-4335. Lady Rita's New Year's Eve Affair, Saturday, December 31st at the Jamaica Association.
CKUT and Island Organics presents a Christmas fundraiser for Resilience Montreal. Featuring DJs Cristobal Urbina, DJ Killjoy, Talentino, and the premiere of Mandala Hi-Fi. With Boss Man, legendary dub poet Zibs, Cali, with special guest Spoon B, and DJ Picante. Mandala Hi-Fi. $20 at the door. $25 after 11. Sunday, December 18th. Timmy's Bar, 900 Ontario Street East. This is an official CKUT co-presentation.
Nadine and Lady D presents to you Black and White, The Return. Saturday, December 31st, New Year's Eve. And this year is the Dubai edition.
Baby, come to Dubai.
And featuring music by Montreal's favorites, DJ Big Worm, James Bond, and King Fiery. And all the way from Toronto, Soul to Soul. Yeah, you got a moment. It all goes down in the Hampton Inn and Suites, 1900 Trans-Canada Highway in Dover. Black and White, the Dubai edition, Saturday, December 31st, New Year's Eve. Inside the Hampton Inn and Suites. It's a year-to-year sold-out event you can't afford to miss. Be there. Yeah.
Nossa Angel, that one raised up my spirits. I'm telling you, I am totally looking forward to Black and White. And also the heightened difference will be Black and White on New Year's Eve night at Hampton Inn. And what's, you know, so fabulous, because we spent so many great Hampton in New Year's Eve already.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh
boy.
That come like home, man.
Yeah, that is home.
That come like right, home, New Year's Eve, New Year's Eve.
Right, so.
Yeah, so much.
No, sir.
Yeah.
No, sir, me for
and,
tell
and,
you.
And now you see, you know, it stepped from one to another, you know, another entity, another group that actually celebrating New Year's Day at Hampton Inn.
No, yeah, man, that I'm looking forward. No R and forward, eh? I am looking forward to that. I'm trying to find the flyer to get you the phone numbers, get your black and white on. And so that, here we go. Let's see, me even care who playing the music as long as they have that. So it's CKUT, Positive Vibes, Nadine, and of course our beloved Lady D. And this one is the Dubai edition, Black and White. And I think that everybody is going to put on their very, very, very best because it's New Year's old. So I see King Faris there, James Bond, Big Worm, and Soul to Soul. So, right? Watch this. Bokuya, my land sakes. Sampalu is a celebrity DJ, DJ, bartender.
Okay, all right.
So he's a, the guy walk him 1 year. Remember, they walk him. He look like him.
Listen, I wonder what, you know, like, make them actually come up with the idea to do it actually on New Year's Eve.
Well, I spoke to, I think, the dean, and she said that they couldn't get a venue.
Okay.
Because typically it's like it would be next week, right? The second or third Saturday in December. And they couldn't get anything. And they were able, the only date that was available at Hampton Inn, because they held the last one that we that they had previous to the pandemic,
was
at Hampton Inn, right? And the only date they had was New Year's Eve. So it's like,
it makes some sense. Yeah, it works. Actually, that works black and white New Year's Eve. I don't know if that's going to be a new addition to the date, but because actually I didn't see much stuff that really actually going on.
Yeah, man, they have something called resolutions the next day, and there's a grown and sexy affair with...
On New Year's Eve? On New Year's Eve I'm talking about.
Yeah, I think Lee then has something. Hold on, let me look here because they will call, they will sort me out.
You have to inform the people what's happening.
Thank you,
on
what's
New
going
Year's
on, right?
Yes, man, yes.
All right, let's see. I don't want to congratulate formally Leiden on his win, some sort of, what do you call it? A clash. He won some sort of clash tune the other day, so that was good to see. Yes, I see that. What is this? I don't know. I'll have to go look for the flyers now. You know what I was going to say earlier.
All right, so you have things. You see that was up when you're out of town.
I'm just not back. I'm not here at all.
We're not here.
But my darling.
We're really talking right now.
My darling Jason Shamba, right? He's doing resolutions, right? And I'm looking. So that's the following day. It's a New Year's Day party, and that's at Plaza Centreville, right? And that's the next day. The thing is that you have to look upon the people them Facebook, right? Jamaica Association, for sure. Miss Rita is doing something. So that is good to see that is continuing. We're going back. Okay, Midnight Oasis, they're doing it in Ottawa. So Leiden is doing the Midnight Oasis that he typically does, but they're doing it in Ottawa. And that's Energy Squad, Selector Gallis, Kenny Bling, DJ Up and Gone, and a 416 sounds. So that's sounding good. All right, that's over there. And let me see where the one are. Brother here at CKUT, Ricky D and some handsome men. That's also on the first.
All on the first. So actually on the 31st.
Yeah, that's called Masquerade Ball, and that's at Yoka Luna, right? So that's something interesting right there. And that's it. And I see Miss Asha write me here. Okay. Let me see where Miss Asha can tell me. Mm-hmm. Right, I want to just make sure all my people is all right. Something about shoes. Mr. Clark, Mr. Shah, you write some more and tell me what you talk about, yeah?
Well, you know what I enjoyed this week? Single pan. Hey, single pan competition people, all the panel, the barrel lovers out there, all the... If you guys go on YouTube or WAC library and you check out the 2023 Panorama Single Pan, you will have a treat. Competition stiff. When I mean stiff, young arrangers, oh man, you really couldn't tell. You know, actually, it was all 30 bands. They had 30 bands for the finals. And man, can't wait for big bands. Boy, listen, you guys, check that out. I'm telling you, check it out. The song. I love the song on WAC. If you wanna tune in on it, go on WAC on the library. Called WAC have a much better song for the pan. You guys, listen, check it out. So we're going to continue the music. It's now one more.
Yeah, right. I want to take the opportunity, because I want to do it properly.
Okay.
To extend deepest condolences going out to Arnold on the passing of one of our longtime listeners. Catherine Clemencia Joseph. Passed away this past week. So it's with heavy hearts that we encourage. We announce the passing of Catherine Joseph at the age of 70 from Trinidad and Tobago, a woman of God, kind, passionate, loved her family and friends dearly. She'll be greatly missed and always remembered by her beloved husband, Arnold George, her brothers and sisters, Nella Paris, that includes Arnold, Jennifer Baird, and her husband, Kerwin, Alfred Joseph, and that's Lynette and Val, and Christopher Joseph and Nola. She was an aunt of many, great aunt of many, cousins of the Davies, stepmother of Sarah, and lots of other family and friends. The viewing will take place on the 14th of December. And I just want to encourage you all to take the time to reach out to Arnold. He's been in the community for a long, long time, helping, always helping for Carnival. And also, anytime we're in Trinidad, there's that corner. I think it's St. Vincent Street and St. Vincent Street and Frederick Street. There's a Montreal corner for kiddies. For kiddies. And they always looking out for Storm in costume coming down, right? She's a very sweet woman. I also want to take the time to acknowledge the passing of George Searles. Yep. Now, George, they're going, which George is that man? Yeah, I hear them across Montreal. I don't even have to be in their home. All I could say is whenever we used to say George, we said, which George? Red George. Red George, who used to take out all the videos and photography of Carnival and many things.
And not only that, if you guys remember Montreal Rhythm Makers, George was the congas man with the acoustics and the rhythm and the tambourine, right? George was with us. So that means, boy, we had to watch yourself, but then we lost too, boy.
It's the season. Mm-hmm. So I want to send out condolences to his beloved, his partners, children, grandchildren, and family. And you know what? Let's just be gentle to each other. I also had to... I sort of feel like I have to mention the passing of some children iconic entertainers, right? But they were so much a part of our life. And that is none other than Bob McGrath, who played Bob for so many years on Sesame Street. And then Emilio Delgado, who played Louie on Sesame Street. Remember Louie, Maria? Then you Bob, Mr. Hooper, Gordon, and I can't remember the woman who was Gordon's wife's name. I'm seeing her face now. But they, for 50 years, many of them were just part of our daily routine as children and our children's and so forth. So Louie and Bob from Sesame Street.
Even us.
Right? Yeah, you in the Caribbean too grew up with Louie and Bob, right?
Yes, exactly.
Right? So just take a moment and say a prayer for those who are left behind, all right? We play some music because it kind of helps heal. Once again, I remind you, just the people who you know lost somebody. We're coming up to that time where some of us, we going on happy, 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 not a care in the world, but there's still some people who are bereaved, right? So take the time.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays. 'Cause no matter how far away you roam, when you pine for the sunshine of a friendly gaze, for the holidays, you can't beat home, sweet home. I met a man who lives in Port of Spain, and he was a-heading for
San Fernando and some homemade pumpkin pie. From San Fernando, folks are traveling up to Maracas Bay for sure, to a lovely moonlight picnic. Man, the traffic is terrific. Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays. 'Cause no matter how far away you roam, if you really wanna be happy in a million ways, for the holidays you can't beat home, sweet home. I met a man who lives in Port of Spain, and he was heading for San Fernando and some homemade pumpkin pie. From San Fernando, folks are traveling up to Maracas Bay for sure, to a lovely moonlight picnic. Oh, the traffic is terrific. Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays. 'Cause no matter how far away you roam, if you want to be happy in a million ways, for the holidays you can't beat home, sweet home. You can't beat home, sweet home.
Hello. But
hello. I don't know.
Okay, here it is. Here it is. I got it now.
You get it?
I get it. We just, I don't know. I think it's the longer we stay married, we're just silly, silly, silly people, okay?
But hey, so long you're supposed to
get it. Oh, gosh. Listen, I'm telling you. That voice you just heard, get your pens and papers, all right? Before Angel and while Angel plays the next two songs, right? Let's have a little fun contest. We have no prize to give you, all right? Who was that who sang that song? Here is the number to call, all right? And keep this number, because this is the number that we use in studio when we're in this studio, okay? Can you play it again? Just a little bit. Just touch it back. Lick it again. Rewind. Trisha. Thank you. Trisha, tell me, is Susan was Gordon's wife on Sesame Street? Okay, lick it back, listen the voice, and get ready to call. The number is 514-737-0505. 514-737-0505.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays. 'Cause no matter how far away you roam, when you pine for the sunshine of a friendly gaze, for the holidays you can't beat home, sweet home. I met Yeah.
All right. Hey, what you doing there?
Yeah, man.
Wait, I tell you, it has some Christmas thing here, boy. Trisha said that my head, we still in vacation mode. And that what? And that, it cool. No, man, I can't manage a call, you know. No, sir.
All right, yeah, the people that, you know, people that call him, you got a few callers saying, yeah. Mighty Sparrow, mix up Mr. Hits. But Mr. Hits, how you doing,
he
man?
You know he music, you know.
But you know you people. You know you people. And there are two others.
All
so
right,
we good. We good. So that number, all the... Keep that number. So it works. The number works.
Mr. Hits, that's the first time anybody called. No, not true. That, you're the second person to call on that phone. 737-0505 is the CKUT studio number. All right, listen. I was, I get picked up because I was remiss in paying tribute to George to let people know that first mass that Roots Cultural Association brought, which was Roots, which of course was on the theme Roots, the television show. So it would have been Stacey's first mass as queen. And I remember the mass because I saw pictures of it. The king and the queen was done by George Searles, right? So in addition to being a photographer and videographer, he was a very good mass maker as well, all right? So you gotta give them their props. Legacy. A lot of people don't understand that some of these things, they matter, because I've been dealing with some seniors, Angel,
yeah,
and there was some who really feel embittered because society wants to displace folks and not properly give them their accord on what it is they contributed to the Canadian and Quebec society. So
exactly.
He was an artist, right? We have some good reggae music here. You have another tune you want to play before the reggae?
No, you go ahead.
All right.
Yeah. It's now 5:31 in the afternoon.
All right.
Yes, half an hour. What, boy? Time flies, boy.
Play some reggae. As I hear this voice, I want everybody to put their hand forwards and send healing vibes to the captain. Right? Freddie McGregor had some health issues, major health issues, about 10 days ago. So say your prayers for our great, great, great Freddie McGregor, the captain.
Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. Feliz Navidad.
man, Merry Christmas, Irie Christmas, have a reggae Christmas. Yeah, man.
But don't overdo it now.
Hi, I'm Pico Mouse, and I'm 6 feet six tall above your Christmas tree. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Bye.
Michigan, I'd like to wish you all a very Merry Christmas, and I hope that you're very cool and a Happy New Year.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, oh, yeah.
Now this is a general saying, I wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Mary, Mary. Here's to all the hope you'll find. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Old Time Harris being sung by white in folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows the turkey and the mistletoe. Oh, but I have to make the season bright. Time talks with their eyes.
Shopping and drink. No mineral, no pop and sand drink. Christmas.
come to that time. The program done already, ma.
I tell you. Mm. Whoa. Mm. And that was 2 hours of fun.
Yeah. We had some fun. We just sit out
yes,
there.
Yes, yes, yes. Nice to be back. Good to be back.
Oh, it is. It is. Yeah. It's home. Don't care. Never mind how it called. It's home.
It's home. It's home. And right. We have to enjoy the home. Yes. You know, once you enjoy your home, but once if you have a place to go where you can enjoy also, it's also.
Oh, yeah. Most it's beneficial also, to the mind. Most
exactly,
beneficial.
Exactly.
Dress up every day. Nice clothes. You know? Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah, let's give them people that number again, man. CKUT number on studio.
I'm not doing it now because they're going to ring off your phone now.
No, but I'm not going to show
that. 514-737-0505. There's a gentleman by the name of Steve who... only time I'd see him is when I'd go to TNT Palace on Victoria. Uh-huh. But I know he's a really good listener, right? Steve, if you're listening, give me a call. 514-737-0505. Because I thinking about him. He's probably one of the only people since COVID who used to call regularly that I haven't heard. Right.
Okay,
We also want to send healing hands to Miss Irene, another well-known listener who's going through a bit of a challenge. Right. So, look, prayer chains are wonderful. Make sure your actions are not the actions to cause another person pain.
But you slipped that on me, man. You slipped that on me being finished talk and you slipped that already. Mm. Well, DJ Storm, you know, DJ Storm on assignment, all those things. But how come only Storm? How come we mention Storm? But, you know.
Storm, right. Storm going to take herself and went to Luton Fire last night, which she said was a good event. She had fun. And then, she gone to her bed. She ain't moving, right?
She ain't moving.
All righty.
So I think, not fit for to close with this song. Yes, you want a lot of joy mm-hmm. in the world. So, as we say, I'm going to repeat. Make sure the action is not the action to cause another person pain. And listen, people, remember, Love Man Kent and friends. So all your music, what Christmas music you have, if you could send it to us. You got 2 weeks. We give you 2 weeks, all right? So start. Otherwise, next week I'll be calling names.
Joy, Savior's reign. Let men their songs employ. Wild fields and flood, rock fields and the plain. Repeat the sounding joy. Sounding joy. Sounding joy. Repeat the sounding joy. Mm-hmm.
नमस्कार सत्श्रीकाल मौजू आदाब एंड वेलकम टू देसी बीट्स एट CKUT. माय नेम इज़ अंबिका एंड दिस बीइंग द लास्ट देसी बीट्स ऑफ द ईयर 2022, आई वांटेड टू से जस्ट हाउ मच आई लव्ड योर सपोर्ट, योर बीइंग हियर, योर बीइंग अराउंड एंड लिसनिंग टू दिस प्रोग्राम विच ब्रिंग्स टू यू On the Sunday evenings, 6-7 के बीच में आपके लिए हम साउथ एशियन म्यूज़िक का ख़जाना लेके आते हैं. दोस्तों, आप हमें सुनते हैं, सराहते हैं, अपने फीडबैक हम तक लाते हैं, इसके लिए बहुत बहुत शुक्रिया. मैं ये कहना चाहूँगी कि मुझे उम्मीद है कि पूरा साल आपका बेहतरीन निकला होगा. और अब जाते जाते, as I said, this being my last show for 2022, I just want to say that I hope you have had a good ride with Desi Beats. We try to bring you the latest music from the zone, from the area of South Asian spheres, different kinds, different styles, some celebrity interviews, some very interesting interviews that we did for this year. And now that the studios have been opened up completely and fully functional, I hope to have more live interactions in the coming year. So here's wishing everyone a splendid 2023, since I'm not going to see you after this show. And मैं आपसे सिर्फ मुलाकात अब 2023 में करूँगी, तो ये उम्मीद करती हूँ.